Yay. All right.
Oh, who is that fox and lady?
It's Coco Love.
Coco Love.
Sent from up above.
That's my lady. She's so sexy, so sweet, so fine.
Oh, she is so fine.
Chocolate. Yeah. Give it to me, baby. It's your boy. She will love her. I've been waiting, I ain't seen you in a long, long time. Your body looking all tasty and chocolatey, yeah. I love it. Give it to me, baby, the Chronicles.
I want a jam, baby.
Talk to me, talk to me. That sexy little voice of y'all. Get some R&B, some soul to move my body, yeah.
Coco Love.
Chronicles. Nobody can give it to you like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9 The Biz. We miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad to be here. I'm officially 1 year older.
How do you feel about that?
I feel okay. I can't really say that I feel bad or sad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have made it another year. I'm still knocking on 30. But, you know, I'm...
You got 5 more years before you 30. What you talking about?
Ow. But how are you?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good.
Glad to be here.
So can we make the announcement now? Or?
Yeah, we could. No, let's make it at the end.
Okay.
Let's make it at the end.
Okay. Let's make it at the end. All right. So this is part two of the birthday show.
Yes.
It's not as vibrant as it usually is. Usually it's completely crazy.
Usually we forget that we're on the air.
Yeah, yeah. That's what usually happens. But, you know, because I'm older.
Wiser.
And a little bit more wiser. I'm okay. We got Akil in the building. What's up, Akil?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
So what you got lined up for us tonight?
Some for goodies, but I got a song for you.
Oh, he has a song for me.
Yeah.
Ow, happy day.
When we come out of the next talk break, I'm going to play.
Cool.
Focused.
You know, when the birthdays come around, we always like figure out what we need to do, especially when we get older. Like after 25, that's when your life changes.
Yeah, and you just hit 25, so
and you're like an official grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people can't look at you anymore and say anything. Like if you make a mistake, man, you grown.
That's your butt.
Now when you were 21. You can do whatever you want and nobody will say anything. Well, they'll say something, but...
You just started drinking.
They'll just brush it off. Yeah. You know, that first time you get drunk, that first time you get drunk. Crazy.
Yes.
It's all brushed off because you're 21.
And you're young.
When you're 25, that drunk stuff goes out the window quick, fast, in a hurry.
Don't listen to Jamie Foxx and them. You can't blame it on nothing.
No.
You grown.
When you blame it on the alcohol,
come on,
that's a mistake. All right, I don't usually do this, honey.
You better be.
You know
you. Come on.
You know you wrote the book.
In a footnote to something.
You know it's a movie now. So yeah, shout out to all the cancers. We have Maya in the building. We're gonna put you on the mic. Just say hi.
Hello.
I don't even know.
She's a fellow cancer also. She's just in here chilling with us. All right, so Akil, you ready to hit us with some tunes?
Yes.
All right, so everybody, Akil is in the building. He's going to bless us with the music. All right, so keep it locked to WBNB 87.9.
The Biz.
Keep it locked. WBNB 87.9, The Biz.
This is a booty call, but I'm just saying,
come over, who knows?
But you've got a long day in. People love when you're glowing. You see where I'm going.
You should be waiting on me.
But it helps when I know it. Answer your phone and show it can.
I come over, you know we can't let the get away. Can wake your neighbors halfway through. But you ain't picking up, that's rude. I don't wanna know your line. I'm trying to tell you I'm calling you one mile.
You must be sleeping. Pick up.
Really, why won't you pick up the silly? I be screaming like, oops, I meant Melly Mel. She loves me, I can't tell. Her thumb be smashing on that red button, sending my emotions to the voicemail. I be like, oh no, I want to smack her in her face and be like,
keep your hands on my mama, keep your hands on my Doritos.
Yeah, my words, I'm gonna eat those. I bet you on the phone with,
why you dodging my phone? Why you dodging my phone call, baby?
No.
Tryna love you. Trying to put my love all over you, baby.
Precious, precious,
precious, precious, precious,
precious, precious, face, it ain't our wrong.
You ain't wrong.
Sweet prince of the ghetto, huh?
Sweet prince of the ghetto.
Your kisses taste like Oretto. Intoxicating,
intoxicating.
Oh, so intoxicating,
intoxicating.
How sad,
it's so sad.
How sad that a thing come to an end. Huh. But then again,
nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
WBNB 87.9 The Biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Cup Chronicles. Yes, we're back.
Bose.
Mike's still here.
What's that?
DJ Akil. We need a DJ name for you. We're going to do
no.
DJ Love for Art?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No DJ.
No good.
All right. That's fine. All right. So I posted a question on Twitter. Do you mark your birthday as a benchmark to where you should be in life? Because I say it's Happy New Year to me. Because really, you know, at the beginning of the year, January till now was practice. Now is real go time.
Now is go time.
It's like, all right, it's time for me to get my SHIT together. So like do you consider that? You're what? You're 25, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. And I think the birthdays kind of do something to you, because a lot of people kind of come out the woodwork to say hello or to say happy birthday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of get a new perspective, because you're like, where were these people in my life before? You know, where are they now?
Or you only hear from them on your birthday.
Yeah, you know, and you can always like remember what you were doing on your birthday. The same thing can be said for like, you know, seasons and mm-hmm. summers and things like that. Before your birthday, that's your personal day. No one's gonna.
That's my.
Yeah, they're not gonna remember.
Shout out
it.
To my boss who had me scheduled to work 9:30 to 8:30 on day.
Negative.
How about I didn't go in?
How about that?
How about he's like, you were celebrating your birthday for 2 weeks. If I wanted to celebrate my birthday for the whole month, what would you do? Nothing.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah, so shout out to him. Doing his geek thing in California at Comic Con.
Oh, that did just start.
He's out there for the
really?
Week. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
How about you, Akil? How old are you?
I'm old.
You're old. So yeah. Okay, so when you reached your quote unquote old,
yes.
Did you have a benchmark for what you should be doing with your life and where you want to go from there?
I think everybody has that, but you know, I think the universe will teach you about making plans and stuff like that.
That's so
true. I had
true.
A real serious plan last
that's
year.
That's so true.
And I kept telling people about it. Got
no,
smashed.
But you can't. But you can't tell people your plans.
No, I wasn't even like telling people the whole plan. I was just like,
no, but like even still,
you know,
like have you seen Inception? I just saw it on my birthday.
I didn't see it.
Wait, I'm gonna need Mike to stop
I heard it was
trying
amazing.
To
I heard it was
be
amazing.
Cinematographer.
If you can, I'll stop being it. If you can say it, I'll stop being it.
Cinematographer,
okay.
Damn it.
Because I was like, I don't know what to stop being. Can't tell me what I'm being right now. Right? Well, anyway.
Let me be great.
No, I did want
to
so,
see
So,
like, when
you
put
that
when you
too.
Put your ideas
don't
into someone
about
else's.
That movie.
I'm not.
Hold on, you're talking about it a little bit. So
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is Inception, like the word Inception means from the beginning, commencement. So if you were to tell an idea to someone, I'm not telling you about the movie, Mike.
I'm sorry.
if you were to tell someone about an idea, something that you're working on, a lot of times when you tell people this, they have doubt. And then the doubt that they have is transferred to you, because if you say, I want to start a cake and donut and pizza restaurant, somebody's going to be around and say, I don't think that's a good idea. And then those, their idea becomes your, become yours, because it's like, well, maybe they're right. And then that's where doubt comes. So that's where deception comes in, because he plant.
See now.
I'm not saying anything like that. You're almost there. But that's what inception means. The beginning. How things start. So, you know, you said that you had plans last year and they didn't fall through. They're together.
They got smashed. It's not even smashed. That's different.
Damn. That's different than, like, you know, drop the ball. That's like things happened that have
prevented. No, but I was really confident, though. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like supremely confident. You know,
like it was gonna happen.
Yeah, it was gonna happen. You know.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And then, but I think for me, I'm a superstitious person, so I usually, if I have a job interview, I'm not telling anybody. I mean, my last job interview, I kind of was like, I really need this job, so I need the prayer circle. But
sometimes you got to do that. So too.
I told people that I really felt like had my best interest at heart, because everybody is not for you. They may say they're your friend and have all these good well wishes, but you know, when it really comes down to it, a lot of people are not out for you. And so you just have to accept that. So with this last situation, I was just like, damn, I hope I get this job. I'm gonna get the prayer circle. I didn't tell anybody of my job because I know they hate us. So I was just like, I need this. But I know that for me, like as far as my birthday is concerned, and you know what? For people that know me, they know how old I am. And I'm not really ashamed to say, like, you know, I'm 29 right now. Yes, I'm 29, blah, blah, blah. But it's really more like a fire under my behind to get myself together. Because I did, you know, I did have plans for 30. And then when I got laid off last year, those plans were kind of kicked in the tail. And it didn't come, nothing happened. Because I had to start back from scratch. In a sense, because I'm still, right now, I'm like, I'm not a struggling college student. I'm a struggling adult that have grown up issues.
A lot of us are. I mean, just with the economy and the way things are going right now, it's not like, it's not something that's just like unique to your situation. But I remember somebody recently told me, they were like, you know how you make God laugh, right? Now you make God laugh. And I'm like, talking about, you know, because when like when the Jesus people, you know, they get all like, you know how you make God laugh? I was like, what? How do you make God laugh? He was like, make plans. And now just to sit back, I was like, okay, you got that.
That's true, though.
Not coming to Bible study, but I got what you're saying.
No, but that's like,
but it's true.
When we were at the service and the pastor was saying, we have a meeting that we can't miss.
Yeah, a date, yeah.
And it's like, that's the truth. Like, you can't make all these plans and say, oh, I'm going to do this by this time. But you just have to have it an open mind and develop some patience. And a lot of us are not patient. I know for me, I'm just like, when is it gonna happen?
Yeah,
you know, when am I gonna show everyone that I'm the star that I know I am? When is it gonna happen? But it's like, it'll happen when it happens. It's like, you gotta enjoy this journey while you're on it, because once you get there, you won't be able to enjoy it as much, because you've worked so hard to get there. You're gonna stay there, and you want to stay there, so you're gonna keep working. So now, like, this part of my life, I always say this is going in my book. So this part of my life will be, I don't have a title for it, but it's going to be like the struggle.
That's right.
You know, the silent grind.
I can dig it.
That's what's going on right now. Yeah. So, yeah. We're going to take another music break?
Yeah, I got a song for you.
Oh, okay. He has a song for me.
It relates to what you're talking about.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like stuff like that. All right, so everybody keep it locked to WBMB 87.9.
The Biz.
All right, it's Miss Coco Love and Mike Brown, The Remix.
I got a call today from my job up the block. It was my boss to say, you know we like you a lot, but we don't need you, Jay. You daydream too much. Well, man, I'm glad y'all let me go. 'Cause with no 9 to 5, it's a brand new day. My rent's due, but I'm a party anyway. Feel so alive, stress just fade away.
dans ma tête. Et c'est comme s'il y avait que ça pour me rendre complète. Et avec lui, mes mensonges. Elle n'y a joueur, je vous aime également. Mais moi, elle bite.
Baby, longing to know ya. You're listening to the smooth seductress of WBMB, Miss Coco Love.
WBMB 87.9, the biz, the one and only Miss Coco Love on the Coco Love Chronicles. Shout out to Mari Sol. Mari! She's a mommy and a wife. She would be the one that least expected. She was the first.
That's like, it was always, me. Always happened like
it
that.
It was me, her, and Shayna. And she was like the one that was like, I'm not getting married. Da, 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 da. She was the first one. Got hitched quick, had the baby.
God was like,
but yep. There you go. Well,
Oh, you not doing what?
I got something for you.
I got something. Bam, kid.
Right there. I got something for you.
Like, that's how it goes. That's how it goes.
She fell in love, and it was like, it was wonderful for her. So shout out to Marisol. Shout out to some other Baruch alumni. The Remedy, Mark.
Oh my God.
And John. Yo, I love these guys. They used to be in the production studio every night, busting out tracks, doing beats, playing the piano, doing this, staying here. They have a track right now on your boy, Ricky Ross.
Ross.
On his album. So Rose. Shout out to The Remedy. I love these guys. Shout out to them.
Oh, yeah, they're making a lot of moves. I heard of them.
Yeah, so.
Bose.
Shout out to them. And, you know, one of them, Jod wrote on Melanie Fiona's album.
Awesome.
And, you know, he told my little brother a little diddly on the piano. Okay. Like, these were the, like, some really good, nice guys. So shout out to them.
That's right.
And shout out to everybody that's doing their damn thing and following their heart. Like, I cannot get mad at anybody following their dreams and passions. And if you 35 and you decide you want to be a rapper, then you better go on ahead and do it.
Look at Rick Ross, because you know he an older person.
He is of age.
You know he's an age. And he just came out there like, listen, I'm older.
Do this.
And I'm going to just rap.
Him and Young Jeezy, right?
How old is Jeezy?
Jeezy look.
Just look at him.
Jeezy don't look young anymore.
He could have just had a rough life.
Nah.
No? No. He's of a certain age? Okay.
Yeah, he's of a certain age.
You know?
So shout out to everybody that's living their life and doing everything possible to achieve their goals.
Yeah. The best thing that you can do, like, if you can't make a plan, the best thing you can do is just get ready for it.
Just get ready for when it does happen.
Yeah, so when it happens, you've done everything that you can do, you know, to get that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's important. And everyone has a different path. I know some of us, we look at people and like, oh, how did this person do this? Mm-hmm. Their path are just a little different.
And you just can't, and you can't compare. This is something that I had to learn for myself. You can't compare your success to other people's success.
You can't.
Because your level of success and what you want and aspire to be is not what someone else did. So you can't just go, well, she did it this way and I can do it. No, it's not going to work that way for you. Mm-mm. The crazy thing is, like, because I'm in the situation that I'm in, I'm always thinking about how I need to get this money. And so, like, I can't say what I've toyed with, but I definitely toyed with possibly doing the NYPD, taking the NYPD test.
No.
I know. I don't know why either. It was just, it can't.
You know,
I've
seen some sisters around my way. Like, I was surprised that they passed the test.
I've seen funny. Say that much. I've seen some sexy cops.
I mean, it's
yeah, that too. But I mean, like, I'm just like,
how
you get that job?
You was in the remedial.
They know they letting everybody in though. You see the fat cops? They can't run, chase nobody.
You ain't chasing nothing.
I saw a fat cop.
Sometimes
today
that happens
with shorts
after
on.
They get on the job because you know that stereotype
donuts.
Is true about.
Nah,
them.
But I'm
donuts.
Seeing rookies, fat rookies. You can't be a fat rookie.
How you a fat?
How
rookie?
You graduate from police academy fat?
Not fit.
Like, there's
like a physical
you?
Test.
You got to be able to sprint something.
Like
you
can't, like in the military, you can't be. You got to be able to run.
Run. See, we with the cops is just sprinting. You just got to sprint.
You got to be able to sprint. Really?
Yeah, I think so. Like, it's not like running. Like, you're not gonna run for like 12.
No,
blocks,
you
got
to run because these criminals are quick.
Well, yeah, that's why
because
you
they used to run in track. Let me say, they used to actually fleet. I'm just talking.
Or they fleet because so they're criminals.
And they didn't. And
out
they
of
didn't,
necessity.
And they didn't make it happen. That was one thing that I toyed with. I mean, I wasn't really serious because I don't really want to be a police officer.
What else you toyed with?
But like, my mom is in my ear right now. Right now, like last night, the whole shut up, Mike Brown.
I didn't even say nothing after
so
that.
So my mom, you don't have to say nothing. My mom is like, well, maybe you should go to nursing school.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Wow. I think this is a mom thing though. Like,
that's
really,
a Caribbean thing too.
And I'm not pretty though. Like,
I'm just saying though.
Yeah,
is,
like,
that is a real,
I was crazy. Like, you should be a nurse. I mean,
people always get sick.
People always get sick. They logic, always need nurses.
Logic bombs.
And they get you get out of nursing school
right
making 75.
Bong.
And I'm like, Ma, don't you wanna actually shouldn't you want to be a nurse before you actually go to nursing school? But I'm gathering most of the people that's in nursing school don't want to be nurses. They just in there because they know they can get 75 when they graduate.
They want a job and not a career, which is
yeah,
cool.
Some brothers nursing too.
No, my homeboy is a nurse.
It's cool.
And getting money.
Both.
So that's what I'm just like, well, until I've exhausted all my options.
What other options did you have?
No, I'm shut up. As far as radio is concerned, like, damn it. Until I've exhausted all my stardom aspirations and all that, I'm gonna stick with it. Now, if it don't pop off, then nursing school or law school. Give me a straight career.
Don't do nursing. Law. Don't do law, though.
Wait, Akil, why you keep saying nursing like that?
Because it just seems like it's a quick hustle for people.
But,
you know what I mean?
Shouldn't you be good at, like, science and math and whatnot?
No, not all people.
Not really.
Some people just are enthusiastic about helping people.
Which is
my
good.
Mom is like, no, my mom is like, don't you want to help people? No, not really.
No.
I want to help myself.
I'm trying to get this money. Nobody helps me get this money.
Like, I would only be a nurse. Like, I would only be a nurse because I know that I would have a job right when I graduated.
See, yes.
And like, I don't want that to drive me.
Not with law school though. That's what I'm saying. Like, not with law school.
Yeah, I don't want money to be my sole thing of living. Like, I know I'm struggling now, but I don't want to just go to 2 years nursing school and just say I'm gonna be a nurse. Da 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 da. Give people needles and check
their
blood pressure.
She just came up with a new hair care product for black women. Yep.
And then Tyler Perry can do a movie about it. Pal.
Okay.
No?
Yeah, no. Yeah, right. So until I've exhausted all possibilities, I'm just going to rock this radio wave until the wheels fall off. That's it. I'm just going to do it. Just going to go at it.
This could be one of your callings. You know what I mean?
I mean, so. I found Baruch. I was going to come to Baruch for finance. Yeesh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. And then I was just like, wait, who am I fooling? I haven't done well in math since high school.
You want to deal with people's money.
I'm about to be in finance. What? Once I found out I didn't need calculus, I was like, let me drop this class ASAP. ASAP. I'm in calculus like, huh? What? And then I went to my advisor and they're like, you don't need this. I was like, well, take me out.
Because I don't need it either.
And remove the D that I got and it... Drop that other grade. I didn't need that either. Yo, I was shout out to Baruch for
Baruch
letting you
house.
Make your own major. I bypassed all the business classes.
At the business
all the,
school.
All the accounting, finance.
At the business school.
All that. Shout out to Baruch Weissman School of Arts and Sciences.
Big up to all the arts and science majors out there.
Liberal arts, yeah.
Liberal arts is where to
you
go.
You can do whatever you want to do with a liberal arts major.
You can do whatever you want to do, period.
Exactly.
Just be focused and go after what you got to go
have
after.
Have you seen the story of Melvin Van Peebles?
No.
No, I seen he had the doc.
If you think you
movie.
Can't do something, then watch that. Mm. Watch it. It's called...
It's the badass one, right?
No. There's another one about his life.
Mm.
And it's called...
I think I heard of it.
How to Eat Your Watermelon Accompanied with White People.
Yes, I heard of that. Mm. I want to see that. I'm going to add that to Netflix.
No,
it's on Netflix Instant because
really?
Yeah, I showed it to a couple of people the other day
excellent.
And I was like, yo, this movie could change your life, trust me.
Oh, on so you could get it off the net. Like I could watch it on the TV, like it's an instant kind of download.
If you got an
I
Xbox
actually,
or PlayStation, you know it plays.
I actually like hearing about celebrity lives before they made it.
No, dude though. Just see this movie one and
change
if you
everything.
Feel that you can't accomplish something,
yeah.
You'll
the
be
best
motivated.
Thing, the best thing about I would say my life right now is I have a lot of people who believe in me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about people always telling me that I'm not going to do anything because I know a lot of people grew up like that and so they fought harder for things. I've always had people who believed in me. Like my mom was always on my case. I went to programs that really instilled a sense of pride in me. I went to school in Harlem, like nothing but black people all the time. I was in legal outreach and they definitely helped me to, you know, overcome, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't become a product of my environment. You know, because I grew up in the hood. It's like I could have very well been one of the chicks. The hood rat chicks, how to spoil a hood rat chick. I could have very well been one of them girls. Okay, so, you know, I'm just...
Get it supersized.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have the people in my life that I have that believe in me. Like, when I'm doubting myself, I have somebody to say, girl, snap out of it. Get yourself together.
You can do it.
You can do it. All right, so Mike.
You can do it. You can do it.
You have 7 minutes. Play a song. Or announce your news, or do you wanna?
We could announce it after we come back when we're gonna like leave.
Okay.
You know, we can do that.
And that's actually, you know, we're still doing For the Love of Coco, but we might have to do something else. But we'll talk about that after this. You ready, DJ Akil?
How many songs I got? One.
One.
One song.
Make it a good one.
Better make it a good one.
Wow. All right.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh, he's ready. All right, so keep it locked, everybody. WBMB 87.9.
The Biz.
Always in my head. My head.
nobody can give it to ya like Coco Love can. Trust me.
You're listening to the smooth seductress of WBMB, Miss Coco Love.
WBMB 87.9, The Biz.
Oh. I think I'm Big Meech. Oh.
Harry Hoover? Larry Hoover? Who was it?
Whipping work. Oh. Hallelujah, boss.
I'm listening to radio.
I don't think I'm any of those people. I mean, I don't have work to whip. I don't want, you know.
Oh, shout out to Rick Ross, though. I like him. I like Every Day I'm High. That was my anthem. My mom liked that song, too.
I swear he was going to be a one-hit wonder when I heard that. I was like, this song is a little too good.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Ricky. Ricky Rose.
Rose. That's my nickname. Oh. He brought the second best ad-lib ever, boss.
Didn't
that is the second best.
Gotti's grandson come out and say something
about Teflon
the
Don.
Teflon Don.
Well, get out of here. You ain't listening to no rap.
Well, he hears the Teflon Don. He's like, this dude was a correction officer.
I mean, we all know that. I accept it. Like, whatever.
I feel like what he might have learned something, though, in there. Like, if he was in Miami, I don't know. I'm just trying to
hold him down and wrapped him back out.
And that's a good hustle. F that.
Both. Yeah, but I'm sure there's people in there right now that are pissed. Like, yo, I told you that story. I told you that. You rhyming, you know? Right now.
That's supposed to be my album.
Right.
You know? Well, honey, you got life. Sorry.
You ain't going to do nothing with that. So
sorry.
I figured. You
know? I'm going to count my dollars while you still making shanks.
He's still got the hood around him, though. He got some, like, real. He got some people around him, though. He's not hood, but he got,
you know,
some
if
hood.
You get like a little momentum, like the hood will get behind.
I'd like to hear, like, you know, like Plies. I feel like sounds so different from like this rapper that's supposed to be Thugnificent.
Yeah,
and you're like, Algernon? Really? This is how you sound in real life. You don't sound like
he's a straight
rapper.
Independent though. Like I respect his business savvy because he's making a lot of money off of these albums that I don't know who bought. But
yeah, I don't know who
like
buys
who
them
gets them.
Nobody up here, up north. We don't buy those albums.
No.
But he'll get on a song. Like he was on Daddy's Home originally, and I was like, it just totally messes up the song.
Bussin' baby. Didn't he go to school for nursing too?
Wow, you starting rumors.
You just said Plies went to school for nursing.
No.
Oh, that's rude.
I don't know. You gonna be in a nurse or male nurse?
Nurse.
Nurse.
Or I don't know if that's a man purse or a male nurse. I don't know what goes.
You know,
on.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anymore.
I can't keep up.
All right, baby doll. You have no more. The show is actually over. We've run over, and nobody came in.
Well, welcome to the bonus.
The bonus.
However long this is gonna be. I'm gonna say bonus hour, bonus minute,
bonus minute,
bonus 10 minutes. It's so funny. They're laughing out there. So my announcement is I will be doing some things at the People's Improv Theater, and that they will be taking my time on Thursdays for 3 hours until like September. So this is my last show for a little bit. Unless in the event that the class or whatever gets canceled, then I'm going to be back here. But if not, that's where I will be.
And when Mike,
my skills
when
and
Mike told me this, he said that something opened up. I have great news, but not so great news. And I'm like, well, what's the news? And he's like, a class came. Oh, something opened up, and I want to do it. And I was like, well, follow your path, baby. Like, I can't knock what you want to do, especially if it's going to advance you. So yeah. Applause for Mike Brown, the remix.
Thank you. And then I will come back stronger than ever. And Aroma, yeah, you know, you gotta work some mysterious ways.
Don't
it? It wasn't gonna happen, and then it happened. I was like, oh my god, this is great. So that's about it.
All right, so we're wrapping it up. Next week we may have a special guest. So check it out, WBMB 87.9 The Biz. Thank you so much, Akil, for coming through.
Thank you.
Mike Brown, you know, I'll see you. when I see you.
You know you always see me. Stop talking about
it. All right. So everybody, keep it locked to WBMB 87.9, the biz, the station, revolutionizing college radio. I haven't said that in a long time.
Wow.
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 Old school. We made that tagline.
This station actually does that.
Yes.
It revolutionizes college radio.
All right. So keep it locked, WBMB.